BYT, otherwise known as Pretty Young Thing, from John Gibbons here on Beat 102 and 103. Okay, it's a Sunday morning. That can mean only one thing.
The Sunday Grill Movie Munchies with Odeon Waterford. Action or comedy? Sci-fi or rom-com? With a choice of 8 screens. There's a film with your name on it. More at odeoncinemas.ie.
Our Kevin went to see The Mountain Between Us at the Odeon in Waterford City this week, starring Kate Winslet and my favourite, Kevin, Idris Elba. The pair star as strangers stranded on a mountain after a plane crash. Before Kevin tells us what he made of it, let's have a listen to some of The Mountain Between Us.
I have an emergency surgery to perform in Baltimore. I'll fly wherever I have to tonight to get there for tomorrow morning. Can you help me?
Sir, I think we may have the same problem. I have an idea.
So what's the rush?
I'm getting married tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations.
No, it's we're not.
We just snapped.
Alex,
can you look at me?
You really hurt your leg.
Your phone smashed. My phone has no signal, and we're pretty high up on the mountain.
If we stay here, we're safe.
If we leave search and rescue, they're less likely to find us.
Look, I don't want to die up here because you're too scared to take a risk.
Now, worst nightmare. If I was in a plane and that started, I'd be like, oh no, worst nightmare is all coming true.
Yeah, but Orla, you'd be in a plane with Idris Elba.
Well, that's true.
So it would all be okay. So yeah, this film basically answers that age-old question. What would it be like to be stranded on a mountain with Idris
Elba?
Yeah.
This is like a romantic comedy.
He's also a brain surgeon, because he plays a brain surgeon.
What is it about Idris Elba? It's his voice there, for one thing. He's got the smoothest of voices.
Yeah, he's got a very good voice.
It's just his swagger. I could watch that sky act, yeah. I'd say, all day, I think.
He's very ruggedly handsome, isn't he, as well?
He is. And Kate Winslet does a good American accent.
She does. She tries her best anyway. I don't know what it is about Kate Winslet. She often has to play these characters who are a little bit on the annoying side.
Yes.
And in this film, she has got a difficult job because she's... Basically, she plays a journalist, he plays a brain surgeon. They need to get home, so they take a chartered flight together. But as you heard from the trainer there, yes, things don't go very smoothly, and they end up stranded on a mountain.
A snowy mountain.
A very snowy mountain, very high snowy mountain, surrounded by other high snowy mountains.
Okay.
So this film is basically You've Got Mail crossed with The Revenant.
Okay, neither of which I've seen.
Okay. Basically, it's a romance drama survival adventure movie.
Okay.
And much of the first act is the two of them trying to work out what they should do, their plan of action to survive. And Kate Winslet is getting married the next day, which doesn't help the situation.
And she's a photojournalist.
Yes.
He's a surgeon.
Yes.
All very professional.
Very professional. A little bit hard to believe.
Okay. Why?
I see Idris Elba, but I don't see him as a brain surgeon. I'm sorry. I don't see it.
Yeah. I don't really see Kate Winslet as a photojournalist.
Me too. Yeah.
Maybe they're too famous for something like this.
That's what I was thinking. It was like a lot of the times I did end up getting taken out of the film a little bit, going, there's Kate Winslet and Idris Elba on a mountain covered in snow and ice, and they're in... What was that like to film? But, to be honest with you, Orla, I actually kind of enjoyed it.
No, you didn't go in with great hopes.
I'll be honest with you,
the messages weren't very hopeful for this movie.
I was like, this is on, we could see this... But I'll tell you, it kept my attention. You know, I do like... It was based in reality in some form. It's not a wild fantasy. You know, we could one day possibly be stranded on a mountainside.
So it's based in reality in the sense that it could happen. It's not based on a real book or anything.
No, I know. No. It's fiction. Okay. I think it's based on a book, but the book is fiction. But and look, the story, it's interesting. The performances are great, obviously, because there's two great actors. She's won a few Oscars, I think. He's got some great acting chops. It is basically the two of them for nearly 2 hours.
But there are some other people in this. Dermot Mulroney from My Best Friend's Wedding. I haven't seen him in anything in ages. I presume he's her future husband.
That's right.
Knew it.
Yes. It's not a spoiler to say you don't see too much.
Yeah, of course. He's not stuck on that mountain with Idris.
No. As I say, the other star of the show is the dog. That okay. They have a lovely, I don't know what kind
nothing
of dog.
Nothing happens to the dog, does it?
I'm not going to.
Please don't let anything happen to the dog.
So yeah, it's the two of them, and I think it would be, to be honest with you, I think it's a great date movie because okay. You go along with your partner, you snuggle up to them. You know, it's kind of, it's one of those films that made for couples.
Okay, you've got all the moves, Kevin. Let's give black pudding. If they had black puddings on a snowy mountain, they'd have no problem.
Exactly.
But let's give them black puddings out of 10 this morning for The Mountain Between Us.
Can I do half?
Yes, of course you can.
I think I'm going to go 6.5.
Okay, 6.5 black puddings out of 10 for The Mountain Between Us. Are you going to answer me if I say, does anyone die in this?
I can't tell you that.
Okay, grand. All right, it does star Kate Winslet, Idris Elba, and for a little tiny bit, Dermot Mulroney as well. Kevin went to see it in the Odeon Cinema in Waterford City. Thank you so much.
Thank you.